Thank you and good morning. June is National Dairy Month. I talked with Jill Williams of the St. Louis Dairy Council about the dairy industry.
Well, Dairy Month was first celebrated in 1937, and it was called National Milk Month, and it was a way to help distribute extra milk when the cows started on pasture in the summer months. So historically, milk production is higher in June when the cows graze on the green grass after the winter feed. So in 1939, the name was changed to June Dairy Month. So we started celebrating all forms of dairy instead of just milk. And for over 80 years, June Dairy Month has been a time to honor our dairy farmers for their contributions to our nation's economy and health. And it's really just a great time to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt play an important role in a healthy diet.
Tell me about your role with the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
Well, I am a registered dietitian. And my job with the Dairy Council is a nutrition educator. So our main office is in St. Louis, but I have a regional office in Springfield, Illinois. And I serve 36 counties in Illinois. So it's kind of a big area, kind of central to southern Illinois. And what we do at the Dairy Council is we work with schools, we work with media, health professionals, we work with farmers and consumers, and just trying to connect people to where their food comes from. We talk about encouraging healthy choices, and we try and get rid of myths that are related to agriculture and food, doing things like, having conversations with farmers, coordinating farm tours. We do farm tours for students, for younger kids. We also do them for older kids and even adults, to let them see where their food comes from. And then we also create materials just to give the best information in a useful way.
Yeah, it seems like myths have really blown up the last few years revolving around agriculture specifically.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. And that's a big part of the job, just making sure that, people understand the facts that are related to dairy.
What have been some of your favorite programs to implement working with St. Louis District Dairy Council?
So some of the things that I love doing at the Dairy Council, I really love working with kids. We do lots of different stuff in the community, but working with schools and working with kids is probably one of my favorite things that we do. I've worked with schools for years, even before I came to my job at the Dairy Council. I was a dietitian for Chicago Public Schools. I worked for a food service management company. So I've worked in schools for many years. But I love kind of working on this side of it and really just going in and doing that nutrition education part instead of, having to plan the meals
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. It's a little bit more fun. But like we have an Adopt-A-Cow program that we do at the Dairy Council where teachers can adopt a cow for their classroom for the year. Mm-hmm. And the kids name the cow and then they get updates from their farmer every month on what their cow's doing and activities that they can do in the classroom. So it's been really fun we've done some classroom visits and to go in and talk to the kids about their cow and they get so excited telling you about it. It's really just like a member of the family. And so that kind of stuff is really fun, just being able to talk to the kids and taking them on field trips and taking them to dairy farms and things like that. That's my favorite part of the job.
Well, I know you brought in some strawberry milk for us here at the studio, and that's what my grandma always made me. And dairy has been a part of most of all childhood memories. What dairy foods do you remember having as a kid?
So I remember having milk. That was the biggest thing in my family. We drank milk with every meal. My mom was kind of, she didn't buy soda or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We never had Kool-Aid at our house. I had to go to my friend's house to get that sort of stuff. But we just, it was like, well, do you want milk or water to drink? And so we always ended up drinking milk. And so I, and I still drink it now. I mean, to me, it kind of just goes with everything. And that was the biggest thing I remember drinking as a kid. I love cheese. That's, one of my all-time favorites. I can always snack on cheese or just put that on anything. And ice cream, definitely a special treat.
What are some important messages about dairy you want listeners to know?
Well, one of the main things I want people to know about dairy is that most Americans are not getting the recommended number of dairy servings a day. So it is recommended that we get 3 servings of dairy a day. Dairy is so important for us. It has 9 essential nutrients. An essential nutrient, that means that our body needs those nutrients every day to function, and we can't make it on our own. We have to get it from food. It's a really great source of protein. It's also important for bone health. Dairy is a local food. So, that it's kind of a big craze now to eat locally, and, you know, people like knowing where their food comes from. And dairy truly is local. It only takes 48 hours for milk to get from the farm to the grocery store. Hmm. So, yeah, it really is local. That's why, you know, it comes from local farms around your area. And the farmers really work hard to ensure the safety of their products. So there's no antibiotics and there's no hormones in your milk ever. Farmers also treat their cows really well. They have plenty of food and water. They're kept cool in the summer and warm in the winter. They have veterinarians and nutritionists that regularly check in on them. The dairy farmers that I've talked to always say, you know, they like to keep the cows happy because the happy cows produce more milk.
Yeah.
So if they're producing, you know, as much milk as they can, the dairy farmers are happy and, you know, the cows are happy too.
What are some recommendations for getting 3 servings a day, and how do you reach that goal?
It can be as easy as just adding a glass of milk to every meal. That's, you know, one of the simple things that you can do if you're trying to get more dairy. There's also, you can add milk to your coffee. You can do a smoothie in the morning. I love having smoothies. Just putting some milk and yogurt and fruit in a blender. It's just like so delicious, especially in the summer. So refreshing. You can add cheese to eggs, sandwiches, soups, casseroles. Cheese goes with anything, right? Or just, you know, snack on it by itself. You can make veggie dips or fruit dips with yogurt. Another thing, on our website, every month we have some recipes. We feature 2 different recipes. So this month, the recipes we're featuring are overnight oats. So, and I brought you an overnight oats jar today to celebrate Dairy Month. But overnight oats, basically just, you know, you can make it up the night before, get any kind of jar. Sometimes I use even an empty peanut butter jar or something like that. I like to put peanut butter in my oatmeal sometimes. So it just kind of gives it that flavor. But you just put in some milk, some Greek yogurt, oatmeal. And then the recipe that I have also calls for chia seeds, mm-hmm. Some cinnamon, and banana, and then you put that in your refrigerator overnight, and then you don't have to cook it or anything. In the morning, you pull it out, and it's just, you know, you have a healthy breakfast that's ready to go. You can take with you in the car, you can take it to work, whatever. So you can, you know, just kind of do some meal prep and get those ready to go the night before. So I love them. They're delicious and just, you know, something easy to eat. You can customize them. You can put other types of fruit or, you know, make them all different kinds of ways. We also have a recipe on our website this month for a mango and avocado smoothie. So it's really delicious too. So you should definitely, you know, go to our website to check out those recipes.
I'm excited to try the oat.
Yeah, I want you to try it. And when I come back next time, tell me how you liked it.
Okay, for sure. Where can listeners go for more information?
They can check out our Facebook page at STL Dairy Council. We also have a website, stldairycouncil.org, and they can email us at info@stldairycouncil.org.
That was Jill Williams with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.